Josh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Ukraine will receive a new round of defense weapons to protect against escalating Russian attacks. President Trump with NATO's Secretary General at the White House announcing the arms deal. The president also says Russia faces steep tariffs if a peace deal isn't reached in 50 days. White House Senior Trade Advisor Peter Navarro.
The right thing here for Russia is to go to the bargaining table and come away with an agreement so millions of people stop being killed.
Supreme Court justices lifting an injunction that allows President Trump to move ahead with plans to dismantle the Education Department. Around two dozen states' attorney general earlier today announcing they're suing the Trump administration's Education Department and the OMB for withholding $6 billion in federal funding for education programs and after-school programs. Police in Kentucky say two people were killed, another two injured after a gunman opened fire at a Baptist church Sunday in Lexington. Police say the shooter, Guy House, was killed by officers, and an earlier he shot at state troopers during his traffic stop. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The budget bill recently signed into law by President Donald Trump included drastic cuts to Medicaid. Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, who voted against the bill, said the fight for Medicaid is not over.
It's not the last act that Congress will ever take. And we will have future opportunities to fix some of the problems. But that will only happen if pressure on those who voted for it is such that they are hearing from their constituents that this was a mistake and that Congress needs to repair it.
Baldwin made her comments in Green Bay Saturday as she toured Amplify Bell & Health's ER department. Co-chief clinical officer Dr. Cynthia Lasecki said when people don't have health coverage, they end up using